Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And yes, we are back on the Crossfire 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos, Nigeria. Lovely, lovely, lovely morning to you. Welcome to the last hour of the show called The Morning Crossfire. I am Sheriff Quadri. This morning, we will be going to talk about the economy just a little bit. You must have heard about the restriction of forex to British exchange operators in Nigeria by the Central Bank of Nigeria. Exactly. That is our conversation this morning. CBN, you know, they've ousted the Bureau of Exchange Operators in the country. The activities involving currency exchange outside the banking hall, a business where people, you know, can exchange one currency for another. Now, this simply means if you want foreign exchange to meet your needs, you can get them from the banks and the banks. Central Bank of Nigeria directed deposit money banks to set up teller points in designated branches for foreign exchange sales only. Those teller points will just be dealing with that. Now, this order to the banks came after a decision was made by the CBN on Tuesday, 27th of July last week, that it will no longer sell forex to Nigerians through Bureau de Change operators. Now, CBN Governor Godwin Emefiele made the announcement on Tuesday while briefing reporters on the outcome of the Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting in the Federal Capital Territory. Let me quote what he said. He said, and I quote, "We have noted with disappointment and great concerns that our Bureau de Change operators have abandoned the original objective of their establishment, which was to serve retail end users who need, wait for this, $5,000 or less. Instead, they have become illegal wholesale dealers in foreign exchange to the tune of millions of dollars per transaction." End quote. Now, could the CBN, the federal government, could they have a valid point in making sure that they restrict forex sales to BDCs? Do you think this affects all the BDCs or just those that are not registered or those that have multiple BDC accounts with the Central Bank of Nigeria? All of these things are what we'll delve into this morning on the show, because Zila Karewe, the CEO of Grand Black Group, is also a financial advisor, economic expert. He joins me via the telephone this morning. Zila, a very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us on the Crossfire today.
Morning, Sheriff. Good morning.
Morning to you. Zeal, on a very light note, has this affected you at all, your dollar account?
Why do you assume I have a
I just know now, eh?
No, to be honest with you, no, this does not affect me at all.
Yeah.
And, when I say at all, I mean personally. It okay. affects us from the economic perspective, but does not affect me personally. And frankly, Sheriff, this should not affect most people. It really shouldn't affect anybody. We're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Right. You know, let's now begin from the start now. Were you expecting this policy? Because a lot of people seemed shocked. Some people were even saying, high time. I mean, yeah, high time. But then some are saying that they didn't expect the central bank would take such a bold move. Were you expecting this policy?
Well, to be honest, regarding Bureau de Change, you know, I was expecting significantly more efficient policies. This is necessary, but in terms of the ranking, in terms of necessity, efficiency, and utility to what we're going through, it's very low. It's still necessary, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But in terms of priority, this is not the top priority.
Well, what are the things that should be put on the front burner as regards reforming that sector in terms of, you know, the activities of Bureau de Change operators?
So I think, Sheriff, give me a minute. Let me explain what a broad exchange is.
Yes, please.
Because I think there's a massive misconception and miseducation on that. Okay? Now, first of all, a broad exchange is licensed by CBN. Right?
Right.
They are licensed to sell cash based on providing certain documentation. So they are allowed to sell cash for your PTA, your personal travel, your business travel, medical bills, school fees. basically, I won't use the word petty, but small amounts of money for people that need to go abroad to take
right,
stuff.
Right.
You go to abroad exchange, you take evidence of the need to buy the money. So if it's PTA, you go with your passport, your visa, your ticket. If it's school fees, you go with the invoice and your admission letter. If it's medical bill, you go with the bill from the hospital. So whatever they are doing, you require to provide documentation. That's what a BDC is.
Right, right.
When we go and buy money from people on the side of the road and in hotels and all of that, those are not BDCs. That's the black market.
Okay.
Now, what has happened historically is when the central bank provides cash to the BDCs, because there is such a huge gap between the official rate and the black market rate, a lot of the BDCs then funnel that official money into the black market and sell it without documentation. Now, that is why a lot of Nigerians assume that everybody on the side of the road selling money is a BDC. They are not. Those are illegal traffickers of foreign exchange.
Should they be the ones we need to go after and not the BDC? Or what exactly is playing out here?
What is playing out is what has played out in very many ways in the banking sector. In my opinion, it is either a lack of will or a lack of capacity of the regulator to regulate those it's supposed to regulate. Because it's a very simple thing, Sheriff. A BDC collects money from the CBN and sells it. Right? Now, how much are we talking about? They get, I think, the maximum they'll get is about $20,000 a week. $20,000, your PTA is $4,000. So a BDC, on average, based on money from CBN, based on PTA, will attend to 5 customers a week. I don't see why it is difficult to render returns for 5 sales a week electronically. If the central bank were regulating them, this issue will not come up. That's on the aspect of their existence.
Right.
Zeal
right.
as a person does not see the need for a BDC to exist at all in Nigeria. Because there is no service the BDC is rendering that you cannot get from a bank in a more efficient way, in a more structured way, and in a more convenient way.
What gave birth to BDC? Do you know, Zeal? Do you know?
I can't tell you that I know for certain.
You know why I ask? Because you are a player, you are a major stakeholder in this sector, and you have said that there is no need for BDCs to exist in the first place. I mean, looking by the amount of money that is involved per transaction for PTA, for instance, PTA now is about $4,000. I mean, you have said rightly that, you know, banks can as well, you know, perform this function. And that's why I asked that question, like, so why do they exist in the first place? Is it that the banks can't handle the number of requests that come in?
No, Sheriff, look at it this way. Every single Nigerian, let's use PTA and BTA for those that are traveling and want to carry some cash, right? Every single Nigerian that travels has a passport. You pay for your passport through a bank.
Right.
Every Nigerian that travels has a visa.
Right.
You pay for your visa through a bank. You go by air. You pay for your ticket through a bank. The bank can handle all of that. But when it comes to delivering cash to you to travel, all of a sudden we say the bank can't handle it. It's not it's not true. I mean, let's just put it that way. It's not true. The other thing is, you have more BDCs, or let me put it this way, you have about the same number of BDCs in total as you have total bank branches nationwide. It's ridiculous. The total number of unique Nigerians that travel a year is maybe 500,000, maybe a million tops. You're telling me that the entire banking industry that has 45 million BVNs cannot service delivering money for 500,000 people or 1 million people. And don't forget, a lot of these unique travelers don't always buy when they travel. So we're talking about a very small percentage of the population that needs money officially to travel. The larger backlash on BDCs is
right.
on the assumption that the people who go to the side of a hotel and transact can no longer transact. Mm. All the central bank has done is stopped supplying official dollars to the BDC and has rechanneled it to the bank.
Right.
So it's not that there's less money in the system. It's okay. Just that instead of the money going to the BDC, go to your bank and do it. Because even if you go to your BDC to get dollars, you still have to pay the Naira 3 bank.
Mm.
So instead of that additional leg, just go to your bank and get it done.
My other thought on this BDC drama is the fact that people are still not clear whether BDC operation is still legal or is now illegal.
No, it's legal. They've not revoked their licenses. They've not made them illegal. All the central bank has done is that they will no longer supply them the dollars that they are selling.
How are they supposed to now have access to the dollars to do business?
Sherif, let's be honest. I'm not sure I know any other country in the world where the government gives BDCs monies to sell.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
When you travel on the high streets, when you travel and you want to convert money on the high streets, they have BDCs. The government is not involved apart from regulating them.
Hmm.
Isn't it? So I don't see why we have this, what's the word, entitlement mentality that the government has to, I want to travel on holiday, the government has to provide the dollars I'll spend. For me personally, I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Indeed. Now, Zeal, before we take a few thoughts from the people, because I'm trying to give my listener the benefit of trying to understanding what this means, especially for travelers, especially for people who need this PTA and BTAs, you know, for their use, so that they can know that, I mean, there are options, there are alternatives. It's not as bad as it's being reported and all of that. But before we get into taking the calls, we'll take a call or two. Perhaps we just take one. Let's take one before I ask my next question. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank
yes,
you
please.
Very much. I appreciate your guest.
Please turn off your radio quickly.
Okay, the vote is down, right?
Yes, it's okay now.
Okay, I'm not even after, you have it on the line. I'm not after the people that travel. I'm after the economy. When we talk about importation, you know, you see guys, importers, they will tell you that the black market is on the high side. Now, seeing the CBN has made it available in the bank, so it's official rate, right? And like CBN will say, they only release forex to people that source, source raw materials. So how will it now be feasible to people that source or that source finished products outside Nigeria, instead of you know, to ask them, they will begin to tell you that the black market is there, this and that. How are they making this thing feasible for everybody?
Ebuka, stay on the line. Zeal wants to react to that.
Okay.
Tell Ebuka it's Zeal on the line.
Okay. Yes, all right, go on.
So first of all, I think, Sherif, can I ask your radio station to dedicate another 1 hour to educate people on what a BDC is and what they do? Because you cannot go to a BDC to buy money to import goods. It is not allowed. You are not supposed to do that. A BDC's license does not allow it to do that. So what the central bank has done with BDCs has nothing to do with the import bill regarding the availability of dollars. Nothing. There is no correlation. There is a correlation between what the central bank has done and a likely depreciation of the Naira in the unofficial market.
Right.
So,
right.
So now, in terms of availability of funding, foreign exchange, a BDC does not provide foreign exchange for imports.
Ebuka, do you understand that?
Yeah, I get. Now, why is it, if you ask importers, I will tell you the black market is this and that, inflation in the land, and will be suffering. For example, where I'm in the business line.
Yeah.
And when you meet importers, I will tell you that, okay, they can't get this thing from the bank. They will go the route of inflow instead of, okay, the central bank. And when the prices of things is just adding 5,000 naira,
yeah.
I will blame it on the CBN. We'll blame it on all these guys. So who is the cause?
Ebuka, thank you for calling me. Zeal, please stay on the line. We need to take a quick break. Please stay on the line. We're going to go on a break. Then when we return, Zeal, I want us to try and look at Ebuka's concern here as to, you know, importers trying to source for forex. in the black market. I think that's his major concern, whether this policy would affect that or not. But let's go to break. We'll be right back. Lagos, do you join us again? We'll take just a quick break. We'll be back.
This is an infomercial.
5.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're reaching you live from Etimi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. You can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Where, of course, we are getting comments after comments. I knew that people were going to... I knew you wanted some clarification. I knew, you know, there was a need to bring some perspective to the questions that you have raised over and over again. We've had this conversation, this same conversation on CBN, BDC, on Hard Facts. We've had it. You're having it right now on Morning Crossfire. If there is any need to come back on this topic again, we'll bring experts again to even talk more about it, as put forward by Zeal, my guest earlier before the break, that we need to talk some more about the functions and the duties of the BDCs. Zeal Akariwe is with me on the show this morning. Zeal, thank you again for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Sherry.
So I have tons of questions, but I would love for people to interact with us so that we can clarify a few things. But before we get into the calls that are all here and the messages that are on Facebook and YouTube and WhatsApp, let's track back to Ebuka's concerns about how importers, whether this policy would affect importers trying to source, you know, for Forex outside of the banks.
Yeah. So let me. So there are two or three things that we very often mix up. So let me use a minute or two and just clarify them. First of all, in Nigeria, we have what we call exchange controls. Nigeria is an exchange-controlled economy. What that means is that legally, for you to get dollars or foreign exchange, it must be backed by documentation. That's what it means to be an exchange-controlled economy. So the fact that you can buy dollars without documentation means you are not buying it officially, full stop. So that exchange control is what economies use to restrict access to foreign exchange so that they can ensure that it is only used for what it is meant to be used for. And that's why you then have the terms eligible items for imports and things that are not eligible.
That's right.
So exchange controls is one thing. It affects BDCs as well. You cannot buy foreign exchange from a BDC officially without documentation. So that's one aspect. There's a second aspect that you have people that have BDC licenses, that have licenses to buy and sell foreign exchange, and yet they do not comply with the regulation. That's a different issue entirely. So if you want to import anything through the ports, you use a Form M. A Form M is used for all visibles. A Form A is used for all invincibles. BDCs do not deal Form M. Everything they do is Form A. School fees, medical bills, travel, those are invincibles. You use a Form A for that. So when the CBN does anything that restricts the BDCs, it is restricting the Form A type transactions. Everything around the importation of goods from the ports or whatever is Form M, and all of that is only done through the bank. Now, there's a secondary issue that right now, and for the past maybe 2 years, there's been a dollar scarcity.
That's right.
So that even if you have all the documentation for a legitimate import, you may not get the dollars because it is scarce. That is a secondary issue as well. So right now, what the CBN has done, in my opinion, their strategy of execution was highly flawed, and that was creating an unnecessary backlash.
Okay.
If I were the CBN on this specific matter,
right,
what they've done after the announcement, they should have done 2 weeks before the announcement. So before announcing at the MPC that they are not going to give BDC dollars anymore, they should have started sending the dollars to the bank. And the banks would have started making a lot of noise about, come and get your dollars for travel from us.
Right.
People would have gone there. People would have gotten it. Then at the MPC, CBN would merely say, we've redirected the dollars from BDCs to the banks because it's more efficient. There won't be too much of a backlash.
Could that have been necessitated by the fact that there's a risk of artificial scarcity, which are often being created by, according to the CBN, these same BDCs?
I don't know what you mean by artificial scarcity when there's a real scarcity. If you want to import anything right now and you put in your documentation in the bank and you want to import 5 million or 10 million,
right,
it may take the bank anything between a month to 3 months to source the money completely for you. There is a scarcity. There's a real scarcity. Now, whether the scarcity is going to induce panic and increase the consumer behavior around that, that's something I cannot answer, but it's very likely that will happen.
Indeed. Well, Zeal, let me ask this question. I have people waiting on the line, but I'm tempted to just put in this question, you know, very quickly. So we've not treated the issue of Ebuka and the other, you know, importers issue. We've not treated that. But please add this.
I said that's a Form M issue. That has nothing to do with BDC.
With the BDC. Okay, fantastic. Yes. Fantastic. Now, let's add this to others who are not even importers. They are just Nigerian, let's use techpreneurs, for instance, who want to pay for one thing or the other in dollars, in euros. And they don't usually go to the banks to source for these Forex or to be credited into their account. They go to BDCs to get that done. What happens to such transactions?
So great. I love that question, Chef, because that is the only segment I've come across that has a valid grouse to pick. And the solution, I don't know what the solution the central bank will come up with, but the solution should be, before this scarcity, if you remember, maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago, you could use your Naira cards for a lot of these payments up to about $1,000 a month limit. And then as the scarcity crept in, that $1,000 was reduced to $500, was reduced to $200. I think it's at $100 now.
It's $100, yes.
Exactly. So that would have been the solution to this group of people you're talking about that need to pay subscriptions and all of that online.
Right.
If we can increase the card limit and monitor it and ensure it is being used by those that actually use it, that problem goes away. I don't know how the central bank is going to tackle that, but I like that you raised it because as far as I'm concerned, that's one very valid area that there's going to be a penalty that there shouldn't necessarily be.
Right. Now, let's take some calls and possibly take some messages as well. 0700-993-993-993. That's for the male callers. For the female callers, you can call us on 01465-7190. That is for the female callers. 01465-7190. When you call, please turn off your radio. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, we can hear you. Okay, I'm guessing the caller wasn't ready for us, but let's jump on another call. Hello, good morning. I think we lost that as well. We're going to try and pick one more call before we go to the social media to attend to some messages there.
Morning, Sean.
Morning to you.
Morning, Zoo.
Good morning.
Always been a fan.
Thank you very much.
For me... like I sent in a message, I said, well, the CBN created the BDC, so they can also expunge them. Basically, it's suspension, they said, meaning they may come back. So what's the implication between switching between the suspended and then coming back? That's one question. And would it affect in any way, would this improve the rate of dollars, because I believe that's not the only thing that can help to actually reduce the dollar rate, you know. Then my last question is, can the Nigerian banks handle the pressure that we emanate from the huge demands for Forex? Can they handle this? That's my question.
All right. Okay, thank you. Zeal, let's attempt his questions.
I think it's unfair to be asking that last question. Can the banks professional banks with billions of naira in capital base, with millions of customers they deal with every day, can they handle the pressure if a few people buying
a few people? Yeah.
If a PDC can handle it, why can't a bank handle it? So, I mean, it's, can a bank handle it? Absolutely. Different from, does the bank have the cash flow to deliver every single time? In a time of scarcity, the answer cannot be yes.
Okay.
So there are two different issues. Can they handle the pressure? Absolutely. That's what they are made to do. They have maybe 1,000 to 10,000 times more customers than any BDC can have.
Right.
Today, is there a scarcity of dollars in the market right now? Yes, there is. Will they always have the dollars? Now, if the central bank commits that they will fund it, then there will be no issue. Personally, for those that have documentation to travel, I do not believe those people will ever go to a bank and not get their dollars. The people who will struggle are the people who are used to buying dollars without documentation.
You know, Zeal, the banks have also, in some quarters, I mean, when this pronouncement was made on Tuesday, in some quarters, people are saying that even the banks will now start hoarding the dollars. I don't know how true that is, but I said, when you come here, I'm going to ask you.
It's not true. If you remember, I won't mention which bank.
Yeah.
2 years ago or so, a lot of banks that were considered exclusive, you couldn't even open an account with them, was difficult.
That's right.
2 years ago, you were announcing in the papers, if you're traveling, even if you don't have an account with us, come to us and we'll sell to you. Don't forget, it's $4,000. How many people travel in Nigeria in a day? I don't think unique travelers, it would average maybe 1,000 a day. 2,000 tops.
Right.
2,000 tops, and you're talking of how many banks? Everybody's, I mean, not everybody that travels goes to buy dollars.
Right. That's true. Let's look at Obi. Obi is in Lagos Island. He's a first-time caller. Obi, morning to you.
Yeah, Sharif, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
Very well, Obi.
Okay, thank you so much. There is one thing I want to make very clear here. In terms of making policies in this country, they do not consider the average citizens of this country, honestly speaking. Let me analyze this thing to you.
Yes, please.
CBN made it clear initially that importers should go to bank and demand for form Q. You fill a form called form Q.
Okay.
Then the bank will remit not maximum of $20,000 to you. In each quarter, you are entitled to get this to pay for your bills. That is what importers are supposed to be getting. But the banks hijack this thing. What the banks are doing is that you approach the banks, the treasurer, those in the treasury departments, in control with their managers, will offer you a rate like 480 naira, 490 naira. You pay the difference to them, and then they can get this for you at CBN official rate of about 412 naira. And importers could not be able to access this money because of the racketeering in the banking industry. Now, those importers could not be able to access this money. To be honest with you, I don't think there is any BDC in this country that sells dollars to anybody traveling abroad for PT or PDA. All the people that are buying from BDCs are importers. There is no single person traveling that buys BTA. Banks usually sell BTA then. They didn't stop them from selling BTA or PTA. And mind you, banks is selling BTA, PTA at 412 naira. BDC is selling at 500 naira or 502. So who will be traveling abroad that will go to BDC to buy dollars at 500 naira or 512 naira? The problem is that even when you go to the banks, they can't even offer it to you. The BDCs are selling to the importers. Now, the CBN have said, we are not giving to BDCs anymore. What it exactly means, we are not selling to importers. Sharif, let me analyze this thing to you. There is no importer that will use from M to bring goods in this country that can afford to pay for the duty. Let's assume you're bringing goods worth $20,000 and the value is about 9 million naira. You are paying about 35% duty of that amount back to government, which is plus minus over 4 million or 5 million naira. How would you succeed in the open market? How are you going to sell those goods? There is, before, there used to be a window called Autonomous, which the importers come there to source what dollars. They present their invoice.
Okay.
CBN pays the bills to their counterpart, their partners abroad.
Okay.
CBN suddenly stopped this. The importers are now buying from BDCs, sourcing money on their own to enable them to import. And CBN said, the truth about it is that all of them knows what they are doing.
So what do you intend to do now as an importer?
Honestly speaking, many importers in the market have even stopped selling. Because they can't source for dollar. There is going to be a lot of fraud. Somebody will tell you someone has US dollar in America, somebody has money over there and there and about. They will give you one rate. Before you know it, your money has been diverted. These are the kind of stories you will now start hearing. Importer is going to start sourcing funds on their own. There is no control. At what rate will you get it? How many importers? For you to do from M in this country that you're importing means you are importing probably medicals, which is plus minus 5% or 3% duty. I've not seen an importer that can import any item that was over 20% duty, far plus, all add together over 35%, and you go to source from them. When you're doing some analysis and all these things, bring people that are involved that matters.
I'm glad that you called in and you've shared your own perspective.
Bring an importer, let him speak. Bring a bill, the change person, let him speak. CBN, what are they doing with the form keys that they gave to banks to give to the importers? How many importers could tell you that they were able to source from QR 412 naira?
Sheriff, can I respond?
Obi, thank you. Thank you for calling me. Zio, please respond.
So I like the points Obi has made.
Yeah.
They're all valid points. Some are valid. Some are valid and misdirected. So let me give an example.
Yes, please.
The people who do not go to bank for their foreign exchange will fall into three or four large categories. And he's pointed that out. One, people that don't want to pay duty on their imports. Two, people that do not have the proper documentation to import. Three, people that are not aware that the bank can sell money to them for their imports. Four, people that are in a hurry. Right?
Right.
And sometimes people need to pay in advance, and the central bank does not allow you to use official money to pay 100% in advance for an import. See, I run a financial advisory firm, and I deal with some of the largest importers in the country. So what Obi said about nobody imports except his medical is actually not incorrect.
Okay.
There's a lot of import that happens.
Okay.
There's a massive. The ones he's talking about that go to BDCs are significant. There's no doubt about it. But they fall largely into these categories I've said. Now, I do not agree that because you want to avoid tax, you should therefore patronize the illegal market and the government should therefore fund it. But he has also raised another valid point that if you go to a bank, the chances that you will get the money from the office, from the bank at the official rate may be impeded by people who want a spread. That is also. But you see, that is a scarcity issue. Was that happening when there was no scarcity? No, it was not. Once you have a scarcity and you fix the price and that price does not reflect the actual demand and supply, what's going to happen is the price will move to where the demand is, but because you've pegged it somewhere, that gap between the official rate and the demand rate is still going to filter somewhere.
Zio, apologies for interrupting you earlier, but we are completely out of time. But I have one last question, I know that we can't finish this topic today. I mean, it's so massive. Someone is asking whether BTA and PTA are for Nigerian citizens alone or expatriates can also have access to it.
Nigerian citizens alone.
Alone. Okay, fantastic. Zio,
I think those that have residence permits.
And those that have residence permits, okay.
I think so, yes.
All right.
Sheriff, let me say one last thing, please.
All right. In 45 seconds,
anytime. Give me an hour anytime.
Okay.
Let's talk through how the foreign exchange market in Nigeria is supposed to work and how it actually works and what documentation is needed.
Fantastic.
There's a lot that people need to understand.
Fantastic. Let's do that next week.
Okay.
Fantastic. We'll talk some more. Zio, thank you so much for joining us on the Crossfire today.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Zila Kariwe is the CEO of Grand Black Group, a financial advisory firm. He's also an economic expert. He joins us on the telephone today. That's our show today, Lagos, Nigeria. Zil will be back next week on the Morning Crossfire. We'll talk about, you know, how Forex works, really. 1 hour, nonstop. Would try and educate as many people as possible. I am Sherif Quadri. I'm Sherif Quadri across all social media platforms, okay? If you've got something you want to share with me, please send me an email, sherif@nigeriainfo.fm. That's sherif@nigeriainfo.fm. Daily Digest is next. Top of the morning to you.